Bezras Hashem Yisbarich, today's daf is Samach Beis in Meseches Nazir. I'm learning this with you from Ramat Beit Shemesh. I guess there has been a change in our presentation. In the past, when we spoke about learning from Yerushalayim, we spoke about feeling the tensions in Yerushalayim because of the stabbings by Arab terrorists. And in general, in the past, I didn't talk about the situation when I was learning with you from Ramat Beit Shemesh. As many of you have known, just a couple of days ago, there was an attempted stabbing. There were quite a few miracles that happened, and that, quote-unquote, only there was a young man who was moderately injured who today is coming home from the hospital. In fact, in our own family, we were also feel very grateful. My brother-in-law was 30 seconds away. He lives in Ramat Beit Shemesh Gimel. We live in Ramat Beit Shemesh Aleph. And he was on the way to a shul. The stabbing took place on a corner where there was a shul. He was going to that area. He was 30 seconds away from the place of the stabbing when it happened. And however, somebody stopped him along the way, and he was talking to somebody before he continued on. HaKadosh Baruch Hu should continue to protect us, and we should continue to grow together in Avas Yisrael and continue to do everything we can to maintain our Tzeinu HaKdosha and its Kedusha, and to be Zocha to continue to learn Teres Eretz Yisrael together. Today's Daf Samach Beis, is a continuation with a basic, related to a basic question that the Gemara had asked on Daf Samach Aleph. On Samach Aleph, the Gemara had described that when it comes to a Nazir, so a Gentile cannot be a Nazir, even though the Torah describes a Nazir with the term Ish, and when it comes to the Parsha of Erechin, one can have Erechin with a Gentile as well, where we learned that the halacha is that Goyim are Ne'erachim, and that is if a Jew promises the value of a Gentile to the Beis HaMikdash, and that would be binding. So we see the word Ish is inclusive not only to Jews, but as well as Gentiles as well. And the Gemara had struggled on yesterday's daf. It had given four different explanations of the Amoraim, that why it is that our Perek, which begins Perek Hakusim Elam Naziris, let's translate Kusi as Gentile for now, that a Gentile does not have Naziris. Why is that so? After all, the Pasuk says Ish. And the Gemara gives us many explanations. In many ways, the simplest explanation is the one that ultimately is rejected by the Gemara, but that's the first one on the bottom of Samach Aleph Amid Aleph, that the Pasuk says, by Nazir la'aviv uli ima lo yitama, and a goy in general does not have a halachic father. The Gemara points out that that's not entirely true for all halachos. Ultimately, however we explain it, the Gemara gets quite complicated on the bottom of Samach Aleph Amid Beis, exactly what Rava's Teretz is, but at the end of the day, it is clear that we don't learn the Pasuk of Ish when it comes to Nazir the same way that we do use it when it comes to Erechin. To which the Gemara on the top of Samach Beis Amid Aleph asks a question: why do we even interpret the word Ish when it comes to Erechin as coming to be Marbe Agoy? Which set up our own problem of why is it that by Naziris we don't use the word Ish that way. Asks the Gemara two lines from the top: I hachi, Ish ki yafli neder be'erkecha. Be'erchin, lamali, why do I need that drasha to tell us that Ish is coming to tell us a Gentile also could be used for Erechin? We say that means that the value of a Gentile, if a person accepts the value of a Gentile, he's chayv to pay that. Michti, let's analyze. Ha'iskish Erechin Nedarim. Erechin is equated to Nedarim. D'amar Ish, D'amar Kra Ish Kiafli Neder Berkecha, that we describe the Neder as applying to the context of Erechin as well. In other words, Erechin is referred to as a neder, v'atanya gabi nedarim, and we learned in regards to nedarim, it says ish, matam lomer ish, so the Gemara darshins, l'rabos, ish l'rabos es ha'akum, shehein noidrim nedarim unedavos b'Yisrael. So ish ki afli be'erichin lamali. So what do I need the pasuk of ish ki afli for erichin to tell us that includes a guy? Elahai ish mi boile. Rather, says the Gemara, you're right. Really, you would not need the ish when it comes to erichin, but rather it's there to tell us a new halacha. And that's going to be the topic of today's daf, and that is the topic of mufla samuch l'ish. On today's daf, we're going to discuss the concept of a child who is reaching the age of adulthood. He's close, he's mufla, he's already different, distinct from a younger child. He's samuch l'ish, and some halachic differences for him in regards to nedarim and other areas of halacha. On Amud Beis, what we're going to discuss will be the differences between the halachas in regards to an eved and an isha, in regards to hafara, that a baal could be mefer his wife's neder, but cannot be mefer the nedarim of an eved, and the subject of Samach Beis and Amud Beis will be hafara. So let's Beis Hashem get back to the Gemara's Teretz, 8 lines on the top on Samach Beis Amud Aleph, where the Gemara is asked, why do I need the pasuk Ish Kiafli by Erechin if the halacha of Ish coming to include a Gentile applies already to Nedarim? A Neder is Chal for a Goy. And if it's Chal for a Goy, so then we would know that the concept of Erechin would exist by a Goy as well, that a Goy would be Nerach, which means that if a Jew would obligate himself the value of a Gentile, so then that would be binding. So why do I need that pasuk? So Gemara introduces us to the concept of mufla samuch l'ish. Elahai ish mi boile l'asuye mufla samuch l'ish. Ish by erichin is coming to include that not only a person who is a legal adult, age of 13, but he is, if he's already mufla, he's distinguished and different, and he's already samuch l'ish. Now, of course, the definition of mufla samuch l'ish seems to be a little bit vague from the Gemara. What exactly is that age? The Mefarshim generally learn that it is a boy above the age of 12 and 1 day, and a girl above the age of 11 and 1 day. Says the Gemara, Hani chlamandam mufla samuch l'ish daraisa, which is the discussion earlier on Chavtes on the Beis. If you say that this concept that his nadarim are binding on a level of daraisa, so then that would make sense that that's what Ish is coming to tell us. Elamandam are dirabanan, but according to Mandam, who says that's only binding dirabanan, Ish kiafli lamli. What is if kiafli coming to tell us? Answers the Gemara, La suye mufla samach l'ish da ove kochavim. It will be coming to include a mufla samach l'ish of a Gentile. In other words, that when it comes to the halachos of erichin, and if a Yisrael said that he's going to donate the value of a guy who's 12, so then in such a case, then it would be binding min ha-Torah. The Mefarshim point out, take a look at earlier on Samach Aleph Amud Beis, Tosis Dibar Maschil Hanicha, that there is an irony over here, that according to this opinion, what will happen is that a Jewish child is not considered a Gadol until they're 13, but a Gentile child would be considered a Gadol in terms of the halachas of Ne'erachim, that you could take their value and be bound min haTorah to pay their value. And the Mefarshim explain that there's a fundamental difference between the two. When it comes to Yisrael, there we're talking about his neder, and that's only binding if he's going to be included in the Yisra Bal Yachel, which only kicks in that he can't violate the neder. That only kicks in at Bar Mitzvah. But it would be an irony that on the one hand, Mufla Samach L'ish in general would be Durabana, not Duraisa, except for the Ne'erachim of Ovdei Kochavim. Says the Gemara, Hani Chalaman Da Amar B'nei Yisrael Ne'erachim Ve'en Ovdei Kochavim Ne'erachim. If I learn that the halacha is that B'nei Yisrael are subject to Erechim, and a goy is not subject to Erechim, in other words, their value, Yachol Lo Yehu Ma'arichin, and I might think that the goy cannot
himself be marich, tamaloi mar ish, and ish is coming to tell you that includes the Gentile shapir. Then that would work. That would be different than the drasha that we had above, but that would work. But according to the opinion that says that a Bnei Yisrael can do erech and could donate to the Beis HaMikdash, and a goy cannot, then I would have a hava mina that they're also not included in erechin. Tamalomar ish, and the pasuk ish is coming to tell us, as we explained above, that they would be subject to donations. If that would be so, then logic would dictate afilu tinuk ben chodesh bare ruchehu. Why did we say that's only when he's up to mufla is the guy included to be ne'erach? Even if it's a child from a ben chodesh, the Torah describes in the parsha of erechin, starting from a ben chodesh, there is a process of erechin that a person could donate the value even from a child 1 month, 1 month old. So kiyafli lamali. So why do I have the pasuk of kiyafli? In other words, the whole assumption to say that mufla samach li'ish is going to be a separate category that is going to be included with the word ish only makes sense according to Manda Amar, who says that the goy is marichin. Most opinions are that a goy is not marichin, he does not donate, but rather he's only nerachim. If he's only nerachim, so then it would be obvious that it would be nerach from the age of 1 month up. Therefore, the Gemara needs to give an upshat. Amar avada bar ava la suye ove kochavim godol. It's coming to tell us that when it comes to an ove kochavim godol, the afagav de godol who, even if he is an adult, eine yoideya lahaflois, and he doesn't know and understand the process of hafla, he is not going to be in the parsha of Nidarim. He cannot make neder and erechin. This mefarshim point out that is not the halacha by a Yisrael, that if he a Yisrael is any yodei lahaflos, if he's a gadol, then it would be binding. Tais asked a very simple and strong question at the end of Dibar HaMaschil LaSuye, that we just got through saying that a goy is for ne'erachim and not ma'arichim. And therefore, a goy wouldn't be able to donate himself anyhow. So, what would the pasuk coming to tell us if we're in the opinion that says a goy is ne'erach avol ein ma'arichim and he doesn't donate alone? So, who cares whether he has the necessary das? He's not binding even if he has das. So Tosis answers, if it doesn't apply to Erechin, then we're going to have to apply it to Nedarim. And the Chiddush would be that Erechin and Nedarim, of course, have a lot in common, as we described on the top of the Yomud. The Chiddush would be that a goy, sheni yodei lahaflos, the halach is that would not be binding. Now that we've explained the meaning behind that pasuk, the Gemara notices, Kiilu, that there is another extra word in regards to hafla. Why does the Torah say in regards to Nazirus, ish kiyafli, if at the end of the day, the whole concept of hafla, in terms of mufla samach li'ish, is only derabanan? So then why does the pasuk say that a person is mafli? Says the Gemara, michti, ha'iskish Nazirus l'nedarim. All of the halachos that are necessary to learn out from kiyafli, we learn from nedarim. And therefore, however we're going to explain ish kiyafli in the context of nedarim, as we discussed above, the same would apply to nezirus as well. So again, el kiyafli dekas rachmana gab nezirus lamli, michti hay iskish nezirus lenedarim. So says the Gemara, kiyafli lamali, what are we going to use it for? Answers the Gemara, la suye yadayim shei mochichas. It's coming to include the sugya of yadayim shei mochichas that we've had in Nedarim on Daf Hei, and we're going to have in Kedushin as well as on Daf Hei as well. Yadayim shei mochichas mean a case of a neder. Kedushin means a slightly different thing, but a neder that's not obvious. It's a handle. If one thinks about it, that's probably what the person meant, but it's not obvious. It's a handle to the nether, but not the actual nether itself. Ditmar, as we learned earlier on, daf hem beis yadayim shem mechichos. Abaye omer avi yadayim. Rava omer lo avi yadayim. Abaye says that's considered a hand. In other words, it's binding. Rava says it's not binding. So that's what Ish ki yafli is coming to tell us in regards to Nazirus. It's coming to tell us that acceptance of Nazirus on yadayim shem mechichos is binding. Asks the Gemara, El Rava Ma'iko Me'er. According to Rava, it's not binding. So what's the pasuk of Ish Kiafli by Nazirus come to teach us? El Kiafli Mi'boi Le'licha De Rabbi Tarfin. It's coming to tell us the halach of Rabbi Tarfin. The Sanya, Rabbi Yehuda Omer Mishim Rabbi Tarfin, Ein Echad Mehen Nazir. We learned previously a complicated suya on Daf Lamed Daled Amid Aleph, where people made a neder of Nazirus dependent on whether another event had happened. For example, the Mishnah says, Allah mebeis and mebeis, in an instance where Reuven says, I will be a Nazir if this is Shimon walking towards me. The Mishnah even says, and something even more complicated, and Binyamin says, and me too. So, in that case, Rabbi Tarfin says, no one is a Nazir. Other Tanoim disagree in that Mishnah, Allah mebeis and mebeis. And the rationale is, Lefi shelo nitna naziris elo lafla, because it has to be absolutely clear. So Ish ki yafli means that it needs to be obvious from the moment that the person says it that he's going to be a Nazir. If it's dependent on whether the person is coming towards him is Shimon or Reuven, in such a case it's not going to be binding. Points out the Gemara, but that only works according to Rabbi Tarfin, says the Gemara, six lines from the bottom in Samach Beis Aman Alf. Hani, chel Rabbi Tarfin, el Rabbonim Ma'ikel Meimar. That works according to Rabbi Tarfin. What are you going to say according to Rabbonim? Elu miboy le'ilich edesanya. So the Gemara says, you must say that according to the Rabbanan, there is another chidush that Ish ki yafli is coming to tell us, and that is the beautiful line in Chagiga Daf Yud Amud Aleph. Heter nedarim parchin ba'avir, ve'ein lehen alma sheyismoichu. The halachas of heter nedarim, the Mefarish learns, that's how, if I'm not mistaken, Rashi also learns there as well in Chagiga, that heter nedarim fly in the air. In other words, there isn't a pasuk in the Torah to give us the details of how a Rav is supposed to be matir a neder. That's the opinion of one Tana in Chagiga Daf Yud. Rabbi Eliezer Aimer, Yesh Lama Mashi Yismaichu, Shenemer Ish Kiyafli, Kiyafli Shtei Pam, when it comes to nedarim, it says Yafli twice. Echad Aflali Yisr, Ve'echad Aflali Heter. So Rabbi Shimon argues, Rabbi Lezer, excuse me, argues that since the Torah uses expression yafli, the Torah is telling us that there is clarity in a neder. And therefore, if a person does not have clarity in the neder, according to the Mefarish on the last line, that means that they're mischaret, then the neder is not going to be binding. And that's what Kiish Kiafli is telling us. It's a source for Hataras Nadarm. That if it's clear to the Rav that the person is mischaret, then in such a case, then the neder can be undone. This concludes the sugya of Ish Kiafli and Mufla Samach Le'ish. We now begin a new Mishnah on Samach Beis Mabeis, which is a continuation of the Mishnah on Daf Samach Aleph Amid Aleph. On Samach Aleph Amid Aleph, we had learned. Let's review the whole Mishnah. Hakus Mein Lem Nazirus, that we discussed previously, that a goy doesn't have Nazirus. Nashim Vavod Miyesh Lem Nazirus, both an Isha and Eved has Nazirus. Bachoymer Nashim Mi Vavod, the Mishnah on Samach Aleph says that a woman is more stringent than an Eved. Shu Koyfe Es Avdoi Ve'ene Koyfe Es Ishto. A man could force his Eved to accept Nazirus, but can't force his wife. The Mishnah continues to contrast in the opposite direction, where Avodim are more chomor mi nashim. Chomer ba'avodim mi nashim shuhum meifir nidrei yishtoi ve'ena meifir nidrei avdo. On the other hand, avodim are more stringent than women, that one cannot revoke the nedarim of an eved, but one can revoke the neder of one's wife. Hafer liishto hafer lamis. If a man revokes his wife's neder, so then it's revoked forever. Even if the Baal changes his mind, it's too late. Hafer la'avdoi, if he's made for the neder of his eved, yotze l'cheirus, so then in such a case, the eved has to go free. In other words, the Baal who attempts to be made for the neder of his eved doesn't want his eved to keep that neder, so then he'll go free, umashlim nizirusa, and he would continue his Nizirus. Analyze the Gemara. Tan Rabbanan lo Rabbi Kaifel Nizirusai Avoloin Linidar. We learned that the halacha is that a master could force his eved to take Nizirus, but he can't force his eved not to keep his Nadarm and his Erechin. Again, let me restate. I might have misspoken before. Rabbi Kaifel and Nizirusa means that the rabbi could force him not to hold on to his Nizirus. So that's what the opening Mishnah had told us, as the Mefarish explains on Daf Samach Aleph, that if an Eved accepts upon himself to be a Nazir, then his master could force him to drink wine. However, he can't force his wife to violate her Nazirus. The halacha, though, is that if the Eved takes a neder upon himself, or takes Erechin, so then in such a case, the master cannot force him, as we saw in our Mishnah, that he'd be Yotze Lecherus. Maishna Gabi Nazir, why is it that when it comes to Nazir, the Amrachman Alessar Isar Al Nafshoi, when it comes to Nazirus, it's described as making something Asar on him, and therefore Nazirus is only binding, B'misha Nafshoi Kunuyalo, if you own yourself. Yotze Evadshei Nafshoi Kunuyaloi. So that's why his Nazirus is not binding. If the owner wants, he could force the Eved to violate his Nazirus. If that's so, Yachi Afil Gami Nidarim Nami? The same should apply in regards to Nidarim, question mark. Amar Rav Sheshes, Hachamai Eskinan, Kegoy Shaya Eshkol Shel Anovim Munach Lefanav. If there was a vine that was sitting in front of him, when it comes to a neder, if the Eved said he doesn't want to partake in this vine, so then he could eat another vine. Therefore, the halacha is that if the master wants him to eat grapes, he still can't force him to eat that grape. Bring him another grape. However, but when it comes to Nazirus, that he doesn't only make this vine usher to him. It makes all vines in the world, all Yotze min ha-gefen, as being usher matzi kafilei. Then in such a case, he could force him. Asks the Gemara, v'gabi nidar, mila eskin deleka lahai eshkol, diloy iloy achalei cholish. Maybe when it comes to nidarim, it would be a case where it would be a detriment to the master. And that is, there's only one vine. There's only one cluster. And the master wants him to eat that cluster because there aren't any other clusters around, and the Eved will become weak and won't be able to do good work for him. Ela marava kigoin sheyachartz munach lefanav. He had grapes sitting in front of him. We had a discussion earlier in the Mishnah on Lamed Dalet on the Beis, what exactly is the chartzon. The simplest way of understanding the chartzon is that it is the pits, and therefore we're talking about a case in which he made a neder on the pits, and it's not going to make a difference of whether he's going to eat it in terms of his strength. So back into the Gemara. The Gemara says, Al marava gon shei chartzon munach lefanav. Gabei nedarim bayu demitzri lo matzi kafile. When it comes to nedarim, it's only usher to these pits. So, and it's not going to affect what type of eved he's going to be, because he's not going to be, it's not going to provide much nourishment. Gabei nazir deitzer nami bachrini matzi kafile. But when it comes to nazir, that if he's going to be usher in all pits, so then in such a case, he's allowed to force him. Even though the pits, the chartzon, is not going to nourish him much, but now all grapefruits are going to be usher, and grapefruits could definitely nourish him. Asks the Gemara, v'gabi nedor milo askin and deleka lahai chartzon dilo achalei cholish. What about a case of where the chartzon is necessary for him to eat for his strength? And the Braisa would seem to be saying that all cases of when he makes the chartzon aser to him, the master can't force him. So the Gemara really doesn't like this teretz of Rava. And therefore Abaye comes in to give a different teretz. Ela Amar Abaye, but rather Abaye says, the Braisa is coming to tell us a different halacha in terms of forcing him. Lama Rabbi Tzarech Lekfaisai, Ula Nazirus, but when it comes to Nazirus, There are times that he's going to have to force him. Ve'ein sarich likposo l'nedarim. And he's not going to have to force him when it comes to nedar. In other words, in order to undermine his nazirus, he's going to have to force him. But when it comes to nedarim, he's not going to even have to force him at all, because they're not going to be binding. His neder is not going to be binding at all. Ve'ein tzarich likfosa l'shvua. And the same thing when it comes to a shvua, that it's not going to be binding at all. My time adam akra lo hara o lehetiv. When it comes to shvua, when an individual makes a shvua, it's either for the better or for worse. Ma tov rishus af hara rishus. Just like if it's making it better for himself, there's a rishus. So too, if he's making it worse for himself, yotza la ra la achirim shem rishus biyada. But what if his neder or his shvua is having a detrimental effect on his master? He says that he's not going to do work. He's taking a neder. He's not going to do work. So then his master is going to be mafsid. So then when it comes to a shvua, it's not going to be binding. Tosis points out that even though the source that we gave l'ora l'hetiv is by shvuas, in Dibra Maschul Yatza, Tosis points out that we learn nedarim from shvuas, but nezirus is not mukash l'nedarim. So today's daf, Be'ezer Hashem, we discussed mufla samuch li'ish. And according to some opinions, the halacha of mufla samuch li'ish is learned out in regards to erechin. When the Torah says ish ki yafli by erechin, that a goy could be ma'arich when he's a mufla samuch li'ish. The Gemara points out that even though we thought that a goy could only be nerach, according to that opinion, ish ki yafli can't be telling us halacha mufla samuch li'ish, because then nerach begins from the age of Chodesh. So what it would be coming to tell us is a different halacha, and that is that when it comes to Ish Ki Yafli, it's coming to tell us only when a guy who has the intellectual understanding to be Mafli. If he does not have the intellectual understanding, then his statement is not going to be binding, even if he's a Gadol. We also saw that there is a Machlokis whether to learn the pasuk of Ish Ki Yafli in regards to Nazirus, to tell us that Yadayim Shei Mochichos are not binding, and if it's not coming to tell us the halacha of Yadayim Shei Mochichos not binding, so then it could be telling us the halacha of Rebbe Tarfon, that says that it needs to be obvious when you take the neder, and not be dependent on any other conditions. Or Ishki Yafli finally is coming to tell us that Hataras Nedarim can also be done on a neder if it's not obvious that the person would want the neder to be binding. We then went on and pointed out that a Eved who makes a neder, his master cannot force him to undo his neder. If he wants to force him undo it, then the Eved will go free. In contrast to Nazirus, where we said that the master could make his Eved drink wine, which was seen in the first Mishnah. The Gemara discusses the difference between Nedarim and Nazirus, that the master is allowed to say that I want you to enjoy a vine so that you'll have strength to be able to work for me. And if we're talking about a neder that is not broad, so then in such a case, it's not going to affect the life of the Eved. Or else we could say it's Gzeiras HaKosov, that when it comes to the halachos of Nedarim, there it has to be Lahara o Lahetev, as well as for a Shvua, and a Neder of an Eved is not binding at all. Hence, there's no need for the master to be Mefer, the Neder of his Eved, and there will be no need to force him as well. This Be'ezer Hashem concludes Daf Samach Beis in Maseches Nazir.